A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Panama Papers.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
All that money that's out there is actually a net foreign asset for us. So the 288 people, bring it home. I would say we've got about $10 billion from what you were indicating per annum. I think let's have a neat way of actually bringing that money home or leveraging off it.
But I think what's more important is really making sure we plug all the holes that allow for that externalization. That's far more important than what you're suggesting.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Panama Papers.
The Panama Papers have exposed how some of the world's most powerful people may have used offshore bank accounts and shell companies to conceal their wealth or avoid taxes. The source of the leak is an anonymous person known only as Joe Doe. He obtained 11.5 million internal documents from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca.
But are Zimbabweans involved in all this? Of course, some prominent names from the latest comprehensive list released on Tuesday include Zimplats Chief Executive Officer Alex Membere, Zimbabwean businessman and property magnate Ken Sharp, and also Hepmo Mapara, a businessman who has served on various boards and executive positions of Zimbabwe's stock exchange listed companies such as Rada Holdings and ICO.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly. Here is the number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinautinge tichitarisa ne nauya netsa pasirose yema pepa anozikanwa kuti mapana ama papers arikuratidza kuti pane dzimwe shoroma nevamwe vatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vari kunziwo vari kuburitsa mari vachiendesa kumabhanga ekunze. Zvimwe zvinenge zviri pamutemo, asi zvimwe zvinenge zviri pamutemo nekuti vanenge vachiviga mari idzodzi kuti vasange vachibhadhara mutero. Nekudaro nyika dzakawanda, vatungamiri venyika vakaita semuno muAmerica kuZimbabwe vari kutiwo vachaongorora nyaya idzodzi kuti dzakaburitswa zviri pamutemo here kana kuti kwete. Uye vamwe vatungamiri venyika vakatosiya basa nenyaya yekuti vanhu vanga vochema-chema kuti ko muri kuendesa sei mari kunze nyika dzichinetseka. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe Zulu kanti ndaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing siphile sibilwa kwamagama. Ye. Udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje ke ngama Panama Papers. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulabo businessmen kumbe ngithi osoma business ukuthi abathatha imali yabo bayithi follow ohlo kula ngale e Panama. Kube ke lo ndoda okuthiwa nguJoe lapha blessing odudinge amapepa kula ngale ku law firm okuthiwa yi Mossack Fonseca ekati le data eningi kakhulu. Singathi ke uzuze 11.5 million internal documents ukuthi aveze uZulu ukuthi kambe abantu abagcina imali kulokuthiwa ama offshore accounts kumbe kuma shell companies benza njani. Asithi ukuthi bonke abantu abakhona khonapho kuma Panama Papers kade besenza ubungilimbani, hayi, kodwa sithi bakhona abanye angani kade bekwenza khonoko. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, kodwa kumele sibatshele abantu into yodwa, iPanama is a Latin America, right? Yes, go
ahead. Of course, today we have an in-studio guest, that is Ray Choto, a senior editor here at Studio 7. And Mr. Choto has been involved in all this from day one, and not having an offshore account, but investigating those who have offshore accounts. Ray, good evening.
Good evening. Blessing and good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us first, before we try to talk about the implications of all this, how did you get involved?
To begin with, I'm a member of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. I've been a member since 2001. So when the ICIJ called me to let me know that there was likely going to be a very big investigation that was going to come up, they asked me whether I was going to be in a position to participate. And as an investigative journalist, I said, why not? Let's go for it. So I accepted the invitation to be part of the team. We ended up being more than 376 journalists all over the world looking at these documents, as Gibbs and you, Blessing, have said, that they were leaked to a German newspaper by an anonymous source. But the hero here I would want to praise a lot is the gentleman who got the leak from the anonymous source. He decided to share the leak with everybody. It was too big for the German newspaper. It is also a member of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. So he shared that document with the ICIJ, which then organized this collaboration where more than 376 journalists were involved.
Let's talk about home. You know, what did you find out? Are there any names of Zimbabwe there?
There are a lot of names in the data, but I have to make it quite clear that having a name in the data does not necessarily mean that somebody was doing something that is illegal. Opening an offshore account is not illegal. It's legal, but it is how you run the business that makes it illegal. So you would see that there are so many companies that have to do with the Zimbabweans, which were set up in the British Island, in the British Virgin Islands, and also the Isle of Man. What became interesting to me was that the directors at Northern Winchwood were then also appointed as directors for these companies which were being set up by the Zimbabweans. So to me, it was quite clear that these were simple shell companies which were being established to hide something. So I kept digging to the extent that I got some information. So it's all about reading and understanding the data. So when I got the information, I have to look at it and also look at the laws in Zimbabwe. How are they applied when it comes to foreign exchange, when it comes to taxes and things like that? And one is to understand the kind of laws that you are dealing with, for you to understand how to interpret whether the movement of that money from one point to point B was done in an illegal way. So I dug that information, got the information, some big names with their passports, their utility bills, addresses and everything. And, you know, is what is also required in journalism, we had to get in touch with these people to ask them whether they are really involved. Obviously, some would deny. Some will not give you a proper answer. They'll be duck and diving.
Excellent. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Panama Papers. I think it's interesting that it's one of the fields that journalists really want to be in, digging deep. We are talking about investigative journalism, and we are also talking about offshore accounts. Like Ray said, it does not mean that they are illegal, but sometimes they are used illegally. That is with people who will be hiding taxes. So, Gibbs, I think we have our second guest.
Yes, our second guest is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, who is a Bulawayo-based businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me to this program.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Ncube, these leaks are coming at a time when the central bank, for example, is blaming some Zimbabweans of externalizing cash and creating this cash shortage. What is your take?
It is very interesting. Very, very interesting. But one like we have to establish is that did these funds move out of the country legally or not? That, I think that's the most important question to be asked and the correct answers to be got whether these funds moved out of the country legally or not. Unfortunately, they come at a time when the general public is suffering, is unable to access its hard earned cash. And that makes very interesting reading, and also it urges whoever is involved to say, can the powers that be investigate, find out what exactly has happened, and if ever there has been laws which have been broken, the responsible people across, whether they are politicians, sons of politicians connected, they are prosecuted, and the funds are recovered immediately and repatriated back into the country because that's where they belong. One actually gets worried. Why would a citizen of a particular country choose to hide his or her funds outside the country? It really brings in a lot of questions. Because people have been arguing to say, one of the challenges which the country is facing, or the causes of the cash shortage, is that people can actually go into his till, pick up the $10,000, $15,000 and take them out of the country. And that money is not really coming back if we take into account our receipts. It is like a situation whereby you are getting water from a bucket using a large jug on a daily basis. You're actually getting water from that bucket using a daily jug. And then after a week or so, that water is replaced in that bucket using a spoon. The end result is that come one day, there won't be any water to actually take out of that bucket. I think that's the scenario which the country is currently facing. And the result is saying, here comes now the big guys. These are big names. They have taken the money offshore. What are they trying to do? What are they hiding? Are they criminals in Zimbabwe which one day they will run away and be able to enjoy their loot when they're outside the country? We don't know. But what we can actually do is urge the powers that be, check the legality or the illegality of that activity. If it's indeed illegally, those who have been involved be brought to book. Their right places, either at the Chikurupi or Kami prison, and the monies be repatriated back into the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngube. I think we are being joined by our third guest. That is the economic analyst, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello, the gentleman. How are you?
We are doing great. Of course, we are talking about the Panama Papers and the allegations by the Central Bank that maybe this is why Zimbabwe is also facing these current cash shortages. Your take?
Look, I mean, the reason why we are crying is because we are crying over breadcrumbs. I was listening to my friend returning, speak a few minutes ago. You know, when Apple or Google or IBM or Ford go and invest in China, they shift billions of dollars to China, and it's not an issue. So the issue really is not about moving money from one country to another. Because when we are crying about foreign direct investment, we are saying Mazda Japan should come and invest in a couple of millions of dollars in Zimbabwe. Dangote should bring money to Zimbabwe. And there's nothing bad about that. The bad situation in Zimbabwe is we are not generating enough money. This is why when you take out this proverbial bucket of water, if the bucket was being refilled by a bore pump that is 25 horsepower, you would not tell the difference. So this is why let's not focus on the nostril accounts or on how much money is going out of the country. Let's focus on how do we create business enough to attract billions of dollars into this country. This is okay, there are criminals here and there. We know that Mugabe has already said that $15 billion was spirited out of the country. But of course, the Reserve Bank should be involved in any attract huge amounts of money to the country, then we are not going to be worried about the $300 that Kokobokudotito takes to buy, you know, plastic strippers in South Africa, mm-hmm. or some $50 million which Robert Mhlanga is hiding in Panama. It's not going to be significant if we are generating resources in this country.
Of course, we'll come back to you later on, Mr. Ngwenya, on that line of argument, and we'll ask you, you know, this is not only a concern in Zimbabwe. Here in America, for example, the economy is big, but the government is saying, you know, they are going to investigate and see what's happening. But of course, we did, shortly before coming on air, talk to the central bank chief, that is Dr. John Mangujga, about the cash shortages and also the Panama papers, just to get his thoughts on all that is happening. Let's just take a listen.
What we are saying is that we are going to draw down from this facility and put the money straight into the account as US dollars. We know what is happening to it. You saw, you guys, you are the ones who arrested the Panama papers. You see what is happening. So you want to lose value from a facility.
And talking about those Panama Papers, Dr. Mangujga, what is happening? Are there any investigations that are currently underway? What is the way forward?
The way forward is very simple. Where we believe that there was externalization and it was illegal, well, yes, definitely there will be some investigation. Where we believe that it was externalization, it was going to be illegal. It means such one we just also advise would become an issue of morality, whether it's morally good to take money from an economy that is going through this period of time. Or whether are you not fast-tracking the withdrawal of funds from the NOSO account? Because, you know, it doesn't make sense. Yes, people now say that, you know, we're taking time to do the transfers. Yet other people are taking the money out of the country for not productive issues. So people need to also to think that which money are we using? These are money from the exporters of tobacco and gold is being abused. So it's an abuse. So those are the way it's not illegal, but the realization. We're still going to discuss with the people. We still call them for a cup of tea so that we also know their motives.
There are some who are saying maybe you should pardon them if they agree to bring back whatever they've externalized. Is this something that will be on the table?
Yes, we've said many times when I joined this bank that they were there. We said long back that let's play ball as Zimbabweans. This is our country. And let's not remove resources from this country because it won't grow. You know what makes me disappointed, the blessing, is that everyone is making money from this country, but the one doesn't want to keep his money in this country. He won't take it away. So Zimbabwe is being used as a barrier to change the economy. Where people bring their products, maybe whichever currency they do, and they take the money out of the country as US dollars. So we are fishing ground for US dollars. You know, I'm deeply concerned about that behavior. So we need, yes, if the money is there, if they bring us the money back, yes, we'll be so happy because, you know, it will liquefy the economy. And we just tell them that, you know, guys, we don't want to do it. They should have also that human, they should be humane to know that what they're doing is not so good. These are things that we should spend more time on, as opposed to say that, why are you trying to help exporters? I think we are spending more time on things that I don't believe to be very material. We need to say, how do we move going forward?
That there was the central bank chief, mm-hmm. Dr. John Mangujga. You heard him, Gibbs. He said we are going to invite them mm-hmm. for a cup of tea. Yeah. Those who are alleged to have externalized funds.
Normally, teas are very good. You still remember the president having tea with Mr. Tsvangirai. You know,
yes.
Normally, I think they have to do that. But before we take maybe callers, let me go back to Mr. Choto.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Choto, there is a question here from a listener. He's actually watching us live on Facebook. He's saying, give us concrete examples. What is who is there in these documents?
That's a challenging question. My job here is to do my work as a journalist, and the names of the people have been released. It's online. People can go and look for these documents. Blessing has named a few of the people whom we have named. We are talking about more than 290 individuals, and also we are talking about more than 300 addresses of individuals and entities here. So I'm not going to single out individuals that, I mean, this and this are the people who are involved.
Mm-hmm.
The information is also out public there, because if we're going to target a few individuals, Then others are saying, "Where did you leave the others?" So the information is out there. It's on the, so it's online. People can access it. www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com. You can get that information. They can also go to www.icij.org, where you can actually see information that has to do with the rest of the world, not only Zimbabwe.
Yes, they can also visit www.voindebele.com. Ngenani kona ngale ke likhangela ukulani nxa sesikhangela ke ama ICG papers ankhona lawo. Yeah, please ngulobani kona.
Rega timbotora vatereri tisata dzokera kune vamwe vari vapinda kare muchirongwa vachimedza makadi.
Kino fara edu kinonzwa zviri mudariro izvizvi asi maonero atinenge tichiita ndezvekuti kana vanhu vakada kukomba gango rimwe chete isusu takambokura tichikanga nzungu negango rakakura umwe kana chimbandika achiisa kusaiti umwe achimbandika achiisa kusaiti iye munhu aikurumidza kutomisiwa kuti zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo utsinye nokuti unenge uchiunganidzira kusaiti seri kwegango kana kuti uchiisa kumashure kwako zvinofanirwa kuti mudye zvichingotenderera pamwe chete kana muchiguta kana muchimwa mvura mumwa zvakakwanirana asi iyo nzira iyo iyi inenge iri senzira isina kutasatasa nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachida kusveta zvinhu zvose zvichindodigwa kuzve zvopa vamwe vanhu dambudziko vachidiridzira rugare gwavo nemisodzi yavamwe vanhu kana vada zvokudya zvomuno ngazvihiwo zvichitenderera zvichitenderera nyange vakava vanobvawo kune dzimwe nyika ihama dzedu asi
nhare yava chimedza yabva yakata asi I think you heard him. That's very deep, Shona. He's saying that, you know, there are certain foods that you are supposed to eat as a community, you know, but there are some people who, instead of sharing, they want to grab a lot of things, you know, instead of passing the plate around so that everyone can have an equal share. There are some characters, you know, who are fond of literally destroying the granary.
That's what Jagat was talking about. Right?
Yes.
Depend go wrong.
Digital good at by because they are so bored.
My Shona is good. I've always told you. My Shona, next time I'll be asking questions.
Tina Mkoma Innocent. Beze, Varku Zambia. Magadi Mkoma Innocent.
You know, Sarah Angu Mkoma Jonga. Mkoma Jonga.
Tim Mkoma Blessing.
Mkoma Blessing.
Nyairim Daru Mainz. Why?
Nyari dariyo mkoma jonga mkoma blessing ndiri kuinzwa zvinoitika ndezvekuti muzimbabwe ka tinogona kutaura tigotaura asi mafoni awadai asingachadyika tichingoti tiri kupedza yedu mabhatiri edu mavhoisi atiri kutaura nawawo ekuunza anochadywa ka zvinoita magepi ziyai taitopedza mari yedu nekujusa hazvina zvazvinobetsera mukoma jonga muzimbabwe nekuti muzimbabwe chaakuita chidziva chiya chekuti munhu anondoredza aredza onodyira hove dzake kukumba kure nechidziva chiya ichi handi mazviona saka izvozvezvo muzimbabwe ndo zvaakunetsera muzimbabwe asi hakusi kuti hazvisi kuzikamwa zviri kuzikamwa kuti ndiani nhengi nanhengi vaivisa mari kunze ekuri kunzi vagadi vanoita sirias chaizvo kuti ndoda kugadzira miti rangu rinorepa vanhu vese ivavavo vachiuya kuzoiswa pamutemo taiona vamwe vakuru vanototyisa vanotozikamwa vanhu vari kuita basa iroro rekushotesa mari muzimbabwe irorii chavanonzi vakanaka vamugabe vachingonzi vamugabe vakanaka vamugabe ngavarambe vachipachinzvimbo inhau yekuti iyoyo vamugabe havasungi hakuna munhu osungwa muzimbabwe kana asina kuti vamugabe vakura kana kuti vamugabe ngavabve pachinzvimbo hakuna munhu osungwa munhu unongoramba achinzi ngavape saka ivo vamugabe vanonzi vakanaka vakanaka nekuti vanoziva kuti vamugabe havatisungi
aiwa tinotenda
zvinonetsera muzimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Innocent nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
Yeah,
I think you heard from Innocent there. Gibbs is essentially saying that in Zimbabwe, it's all talk, no action, you see. And he's saying that if the government was serious about stopping this corruption. You know, people will be in jail, even the big fish. But sadly, it appears he has lost hope, you know, in the current government trying to deal with, you know, these issues to do with corruption.
Yes, what is that again? Ubekezela osegoli. Ubekezela ngawutshona njani ndod?
Hey, ngiyatshona njani.
Ngiphilile. Indaba lebizo lami.
Ah, kukhona kukhona kusho ukuthi siyazalana mhlawumbe.
Yeah, abantu bazathi sicha ufetcha fetcha. Yeah, khuluma sizwe baba.
Yeah. Hayi, mina uyabona into engiyibona lapha ekhaya ukuthi nje abantu loni izwe lethu abantu abasalithembi kahle. Then laba bantu uma uzothatha umkhono omkwelakini izwe uze kwelinye izwe ulibone izwe lifadabala kunokuthi usize uze izwe lakho livuke. Sizothi ubaba umgabe ukulelizwe kanti yithi esibulala izwe thina abaningi balizwe okusho ukuthi ngabantu abangalifuni lelo lizwe lethu. Usho ukuthi abalifuni abalithandi ngoba uma uzosusa umkhono ekhaya uze kwelinye izwe ma uyisizalwane sala unless ma kuyikuthi ukuthi usofuna ukuyofela khona nakhona ungabulala kanjani eyakho indlu yokuzalwa uye kwelinye ilizwe o ongalazi ukuthi ekugcineni uzoba yini khona. Yinto engamnandanga sizibulalela thina izwe labantwana bethu labantwana babantwana bethu asifunokuthi sivuse leli izwe ngaleyo mali nengakule mali esiswa abantu la ekhaya beyisa kwelinye ilizwe. So uma bezobulala izwe ngemali engaka nakhona kuwukuthi ukuthi abantu asisalithembi kahle ukwenza kwezwe lethu ngezimali. Uzothola ukuthi izimali ziyaphela laphana ungazi nokuthi sezitheni khona manje kushintshwa lezi mali nje imali ezabantu ezisemabhenki zizothiwa sokuthiwa akusenamali uthi ayakhona uyofuna imali akusenamali ngenxa yokuthi sokutshintshiwa imali ungazi nokuthi imali yakho ishonephi. Nami nginje ngomunye owaphelelwa imali eyayiningabe ebhange ngithe ngiyakhona bathi hayi imali yakho siyadliwa umshayini.
Nto-ke
kuyilenye inkinga esilayo uhluphi esilalo ezweni khona laphana.
Ya, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana obekezela khona ngapha eGoli ungadilela kusasa bami.
Yebo-ke ngithatha abantu abami nje kanye hawu iStudio 7 yasisiza phela.
Hawu sibongile kakhulu uphenduke phela kusasa. Yes, spoken about. So that was Mr. Bekezela. He's in South Africa. You know, you are saying that basically he's puzzled why some people actually externalize funds. See, Zimbabwe is a very poor country, and at times people tend to attack the president, saying that he has actually destroyed Zimbabwe. Yet we've got business people who are actually doing that kind of thing. And he says maybe people no longer like Zimbabwe at all. They think it's a country that is hopeless, a country full of corruption. That's why they're doing all this.
Regatidzokere kuna vachoto tichimbotaura nechivanhu tichitarisa zvataurwa na vamangujika vaaratidza kuti havasi kunyatsofara nezviri kuitika. Munoona sei mashoko avo asi vachitaura kuti vanokwanisa kuti kune vaya vanenge vachida kudzorawo mari vanovaregerera.
Panotinetsei asi sehurumende vamangunja vanofanira kuona kuti izvo vashanda vachitedzawo mitemo yenyika kuona kuti izvo pose panenge pakachorwa mitemo, vakachora mitemo vacho vorangwa nemitemo, uyewo vari kuda kuti vadzose mari idzi vange vachidzidzosa kuitira kuti ibetsere nyika. Munoziva mukoma blessing chinorwadza apa ndechekuti izvo tarisai ambuya venyu vari kudotito vasingakwanisi kuenda mhiri kwemakungwa. Zvinhu zvikaoma munyika vanoenda kupi? Avo vane mari zvinhu zvikavaomera vanoenda kwavari kunota se kunoviga mari dzavo. Saka mukatarisa vanhu vari kuviga mari ava havazi vanhu vari pasi pasi, vanhu vane mikana yekubuda munyika.
Vachoto chipo timbokubatei muromo. Tiri kudzoka kwamuri after a short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is you are streaming live. Go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Ngwenya and Mr. Ncube, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.